I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the story of a 1904 steamboat disaster, an athlete's performance in front of the British royal family, and the origin of modern women's swimwear. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
I don't know about you, but I am tired of all the bad news. So I'm going to start with what just might be the best news of the week, if not the whole year. The NHL franchise set to begin play in Seattle in 2021 has a name, and that name is...
The Kraken! Release the Kraken from the sea!
You have to give a big shout out to the promotion department for a really mediocre Liam Neeson movie. For embedding Release the Kraken into all of our consciousness. I mean, I don't know three people who've actually seen that movie, but everybody knows the line.
In other franchise name news, the NFL team from Washington, D.C. will be known as the Washington Football Team until a more permanent rebranding can be completed. You know how I like to criticize this team, Charlie, but I think rushing into a new name would have been a bad idea, and I'm all for giving people something to call this team that's not a racial slur. You?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Karen, that generics are just as good as brand names in so many ways. What they really should do is they should take all insignia off the uniform and just go with white uniforms and red uniforms with gold numbers. And then, you know, just like, you know, one of those plain white jugs that says orange juice on it.
Or government cheese.
Exactly.
Government cheese.
You're exactly right. Yes.
While the Atlanta Braves have declined to change their name and the Kansas City Chiefs have declined to comment, Paul Dolan, owner of the Cleveland Indians, says he's open to a name change. He says the team will be meeting with Native American leaders to get their perspective, and he feels a real, quote, sense of urgency around this. I mean, he's saying all the right things. Do you believe he's sincere?
I believe he's 60% sincere, sure. I believe the meetings will happen. I don't believe that they will be renamed the Kraken, much to my disappointment. I dread the possibility that the nickname might have something to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Charlie, the opening game of the 2020 MLB season is in the books. The New York Yankees beat the defending champion Washington Nationals 4-1 in a rain-shortened five-inning game. Dr. Anthony Fauci threw out the first pitch, and let's just say he's a better scientist than he is a pitcher. Are you happy to have baseball back?
Yeah, I mean, it's live sports on TV. And, you know, it's the best we can do at the moment. I am not optimistic that the full season will get played. But I did think that Dr. Fauci, as a scientist, did provide a pretty definitive proof that gravity works. If you throw the ball directly at the earth, it will hit the ground.
The WNBA will also return to play this weekend. As you know, the league was primed for a big year with a new collective bargaining agreement and the addition of former Oregon superstar Sabrina Ionescu. Will you be watching from home, of course?
I'm really excited to see what she can do in the pros. Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got the WNBA and the NBA playing at the same time. So that'll be an interesting experiment in television ratings. The NBA and the WNBA have really established a very good modus vivendi that helps both particular leagues. This will be a real test of that.
And finally, Charlie, Torino, the Serie A team in Torino, has a plan to make fans safer once they're allowed back in. It's called Feel Safe, and it's basically a big metal gate that takes fans' temperatures and uses facial recognition to make sure they're wearing a mask properly. It can even squirt fans with disinfectants. Ugh. They're now testing it out on journalists. Can I sign you up?
Of course they're testing it out on journalists. We're everybody's guinea pigs. I mean, it's actually a good idea. At this point, I'm not going to oppose anything that keeps the fans safe. I'm not sure about the being sprayed with disinfectants, though.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.